Police said they found Chen slump. I just like a slump. Slump. You ever being on high, you ever ridden the bus?
Yeah. And when I was in England, whenever I went to London, we were always on the bus. Stateside, really just a school bus, never really like a city transportation bus.
Yeah, back home they got a pretty good bus system. I mean, it's growing up, it was the main way I used to get around like the inner city and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I depend on bus drivers for sure. I mean, this story is crazy as hell. So check it out. Bus driver says he didn't know his gummy snacks included THC.
No, I don't know. this story already started off crazy.
This happened in Bridgeport, Connecticut. A commercial bus driver has been charged with 38 counts of reckless endangerment after blacking 38 counts after blacking out behind the steering wheel while snacking on gummies. He says he didn't know they were infused with THC.
My question would be, the first question, did somebody gift you the gummies or did you buy them? Because if you bought them, it's your fault. If somebody gave them to you, it's still your fault, but I can understand.
Well, the thing is like weed is in everything. They put weed in like a lot of, I mean, obviously you should know before if someone, you know, you should know the person, but still weed is in damn near everything today.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta be careful. But I don't take brownies from anyone. I don't take any kind of like cookies, brownies, candy. I don't take anything from anyone because I'd be damned if I fell a drug test because I accidentally ate something.
Hey, that's a good point. But the thing is, it gave him he ate enough to black out. How much do you have to eat to black out?
So my boy, one of my best friends, when he first got out the military, he moved to L.A. And I remember texting him, right? I text him every day. He's my boy. And when I say every day, we talk every day. So he didn't respond to none of my text messages or phone calls for 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dude ate so many edibles that he slept for 48 hours.
Jesus.
Missed class, missed everything. Just missed 2 days of his life, just gone. I'm like, dude, did it feel like you were dead? Like, what did it feel like? He said, I just feel like I slept.
2 days?
2 days, 48 hours. Yes.
Yo, man.
And then, like I said, we text every day. So when he not answering, I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Are you dead, bro? Like, what's happening? You know what I mean? Because I'm worried. I don't want nothing bad to happen to him. But especially, he just moved to LA. And I remember him telling me, yeah, I just got some gummies from the store because they sell them at the store down the street. I was like, all right, be careful, man. Just, you know, you just got out the military, so your tolerance is, you know, pretty low. So be careful. And then we were texting, and next thing I know, he just never responded for 2 days.
You got to know, that's California out there, man. I mean, you can't just be out there eating gummies.
Bro, I just can imagine him just sleep 2 days. Like, 2 days. I couldn't imagine sleeping that long just because, like, I get uncomfortable in the middle of the night and I got to wake up and change positions. He didn't wake up like that. That's to me, that sounds crazy. Didn't get up and go use the bathroom. Didn't eat. Didn't get any water. No, nothing.
The fact
that he can remember at least
being asleep for 2 days outside of being unconscious or being in a coma. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, so I can see where the bus driver, you know, if it was truly an accident, you know, I can see where he went wrong. He probably didn't know. He's probably like, man, he tastes really good. You know,
let me see. He said, so the dude's name is Chen.
Oh, shit.
Chen. He was driving 38 passengers from Sun Casino on March 13th. Okay. Stopped the bus on the side of Interstate 95 in Stratford. Police said they found Chen slump. I just like a slump. Slumped unconscious in the driver's seat next to an open package of Smokies. Okay. Smokies, edibles, cannabis infused fruit juice.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. If it says that on the packaging, yeah, bro, you fucked up. You going to jail.
That's on you. Smokies? You going to jail.
Bro. There's no excuse, bro. I can understand if somebody just gave you some Sour Patch Kids and they just happen to be, you know what I mean? But it says it, bro. It says it. Cannabis. Okay. Smoky.
Yeah. It says Smokies. Yes, you should have known. You should have known from what that on the package. Come on.
Yeah, you need to go to jail, bro. He needs to be locked up.
Oh, God.
For irresponsibility alone, you need to go to jail. Driving 38 passengers, knowingly, willingly eating edibles. Yeah, you need to be locked up, bro. You could have killed somebody. They said slumped.
Slumped. That's what it said in the report.
Who wrote that? Man, who wrote that shit? They did that on purpose.
But the thing is this. Ain't no one try to help him on the bus, man?
Just imagine being on the bus and just going crazy. Everybody just sitting on the bus. My. You know buses don't have seatbelts.
They don't.
No. People flying around.
But that's the thing. Like, the driver... Yeah, the driver got a seatbelt. But, yeah, you're right. No one got a seatbelt on that mug.
Yeah,
so.
the people that actually need the seatbelt don't have them.
Jesus. Come on, man. It's honestly on him, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know, have fun in prison, buddy. You should have thought about that. Like, that's his fault. There's no excuse. If I was a judge, I won't even look at the rest of the shit. Yeah, you're going to jail. I don't need to look at this. Don't even get a lawyer, bro. You lost. Don't even waste your time. Don't waste your money. Just get a public defender. It is what it is, bro. Did anybody die?
No one died.
Okay,
no
one died. Yeah,
everyone survived. Yeah.
Okay, so
it was just reckless endangerment. I guess that's what it was.
So I'm wondering what the passengers were doing and what they were thinking. Were they just sitting there like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
That's what I'm. Why wouldn't you if you were really in danger? Think about 38 people. If you're really in danger, wouldn't you like try to control the situation? I don't know, maybe like help him drive or something.
Yeah, or somebody getting the hell out the seat and start driving. Damn, all you gotta do is hit the brakes. It can't be that hard to hit the brakes.
I mean, essentially, if he's unconscious, the car's gonna stop moving. The bus gonna stop moving.
I mean, it depends. I don't know how buses work, right? You know, in a car, when you drive your car, even if you don't got your foot on the pedal, the car's gonna go. It's still gonna go, unless you hit the brake. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you still.
So I'm wondering, he just going 45 miles per hour or whatever the speed limit was, and just slumped. Just slumped over. Just slumped, bro. Mouth open and everything. Everybody in the bus. Did it like, happen?
I'm trying to think. Did this happen slowly? Like, bro. Oh my God.
Bro, I'm just picturing dude just slowly dozing off and just slumped, and everybody reading their newspapers on their phone, don't realize what's going on until it's too late.
Oh my God.
See, I'm observant. I look at things like that. I keep an eye on, whenever I'm in situations like that, I always know my surroundings. I know what's going on. Like, that's just me. Like, I couldn't imagine being on that bus and just not realizing the bus driver's passed the hell out.
Well, that's the thing. You would have noticed because he would have basically been driving a little bit funnier, even if he was, you know, slowly dozing off.
I can't get this slump out of my head, bro. They just
slump.
Like, that's when they say slump, you just think like...
That's what it says, slump, bro.
Just dead, bro. Like,
oh, slump unconscious. Jesus.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if he fell? Like, if he fell like this and his foot was still on the pedal? What was that one movie called with Sandra Bullock?
Speed.
Yes, bro.
Yeah. It's Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock.
Yes, bro. Could you imagine?
And he's still going.
Somebody stop this man.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody trying to wake him up, throw some water on him, slap him. You know what I mean? Like, nothing. I guess everybody on the bus accepted their fate. Like, I don't know.
Out of 38 people, I just feel like someone would have gotten up. You know how people are. They don't know how to mind their own business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those people. It's one Karen on the bus at least.
That's what I'm thinking. The one person at least that's going to get up and say, at least say something. Not even, exactly. Even have to touch, at least say something.
Exactly. Say something. But, even I would have been like, hey, something wrong with this nigga? Hey, y'all see this dude? Oh my God, bro.
Here's another point. I'm pretty sure this isn't the first time that they've ridden on a bus with this bus driver, this particular bus driver.
They probably know him.
Route. Exactly. So you would have known something is up.
Hey, Steve, you all right, bro? What's his name? Chin? Hey, Chin, you all right, Chin. Bro? Chin. You good, bro? Oh, hey, God. Bro, wake up. Somebody, nobody. Yeah, that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Only in America.
I need to look that up. I need to look up Smokey's edible.
What's the dosage, bro? What's the dosage? Usually gummies is what you eat two or three, you'd be good.
I think about, yeah.
Not even like, really one, but two, three, you know.
Three.
Ate the whole bag.
He probably to black out. Come on, man.
But when they
at that point, you ain't adjectives, even high. You just blacked out.
Adjectives and adverbs such as slumped, bro.
Yeah.
Something wrong. When I think of slumped, I'm thinking your body limp, bro. You just dead. Like dead. Just laying there.
Like someone knocked you out.
Just slumped, bro. Like just laying slump. There, mouth open, snoring everything.
Ugh. Whoa, man.
Ooh, I'm glad everyone survived. That could have been really bad. Does he, you know, I wonder, like, did he wake up? Like, oh, shit. But they found him unconscious. So who stopped the bus?
Man, I have no idea. I don't even think they said that in the report. I think he said basically he didn't know that there was weed in there. I think that's what he was saying. But
if they found him unconscious and the bus was stopped and everyone was safe, who? Somebody had to get up and be like, hold on, we got to at least hit the brakes and put this bitch in park. Like something.
So Judge Chen told the judge that he had no idea he was snacking on anything but regular candy. Come on, man. That's a lie. It says Smokey's on the bag, bro. Come on. But
38 count, yeah, you going to jail, bro. You like you get at least a year or two at least. Nobody died, okay. But you made a terrible decision. Because think about this. If you were drinking and driving, right, you would have got a DUI. So it needs to be the same thing with drugs. You need to be driving under the influence.
No, man, no. I don't understand. In the toxicology report, they said like his THC levels were off the charts. So.
Like, look, my thing is, I don't got a problem with marijuana. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, they should treat it just like they treat alcohol. But saying that, if you're driving under the goddamn influence, they need to do the same thing with marijuana. Like, does that make sense? You're under the influence.
Yeah.
What if you were driving through the mountains or something? You drove off the goddamn, you know, hit the guardrail and was flying down a mountain or something.
I just don't understand, like, how he didn't know. That's my question.
You have to lying.
As you're taking basically the edibles, as you're eating the edibles, you would feel a little different. You would feel a little weird. Like
after at least you two feel or three.
Exactly, is what I'm saying.
My man, I'm feeling a little drowsy, bro. Like
exactly. Like maybe it might be something in this bag that I'm eating versus like, no, let me just keep eating. I'll black out.
I'm good, bro. Unless
they said the dude blacked out.
It's possible. I also had a cousin that went into a coma for smoking too much weed. He was in a coma. He smoked himself into a coma.
Jesus.
Legit was in a hospital. I was like, what the? But was he, my question is this. You know, some people, I don't know what kind of, was it a gummy? I don't know. But some people, they, you know, we eat hot Cheetos. I don't eat just one at a time, right? I just grab a handful, put it in my mouth. You know, was he doing that? Was he just grabbing a handful and it just hit him at once? You know what I mean?
Man, the thing said he had a sweet tooth, so that's a possibility.
They said that they found the bag empty.
I don't think that's what it is.
if it said that, okay, yeah, this dude tweaking. He need to be arrested. I usually don't. My thing is, you know, I don't like to see people in jail, but if you are a real criminal, you need to go to jail. I don't advocate just prison for anybody, but if you murdering people, endangering others' lives, doing things like that, you need to be in jail. Just be real. That's cool. I'm just going to be honest. You need to be locked the hell up, Chen.
The fact that the edibles had a name. They had a name. It just wasn't like a bag of like gummies. It had a name, like it was like marketed and advertised.
He's clearly lying.
Oh,
he knew exactly. He must have had a rough day, bro. And it just is like, fuck it. Fuck it, you know.